Not long after Election Day, I paid Karen Early a visit. She's the Director of Corporate Communications for Blue Cross of Idaho, the state's biggest insurer. The first thing we did was turn to her computer and watch this. You're protected in the sun. It's a television commercial. First, it shows a wise-looking rancher astride a horse next to a split-rail fence and wearing a blue cowboy hat. Then a pair of kayakers in blue helmets. The headgear is emblazoned with the Blue Cross of Idaho logo. The company is trying to sell people on the idea that they're the insurer for you, no matter your lifestyle.
This is the first time the company has ever, in its 65-plus years of existence, actually gone out with a brand campaign to explain who we are.
Early says the reason they're doing this now has everything to do with the Affordable Care Act.
Literally, the day after the bill passed was the day we all looked at each other and said, things are going to change a lot.
From the insurer's perspective, a big change the law brings is this. There will be many more people buying insurance in the individual market. Here's why. The law says insurers can't deny people coverage if they have a pre-existing condition. It creates online marketplaces for comparing and buying insurance. It also subsidizes costs and sets limited penalties for people who don't buy insurance. From there, it's simple math.
We have about a 20% uninsurance rate in Idaho. That's roughly 300,000 people. Many of those people are going to be eligible for some level of subsidy to buy health insurance. If even half of those people start shopping, that's 150,000 new people in the marketplace shopping in Idaho that we have not seen before.
And that's what's called a business opportunity. Brian Weiser is a senior analyst with New York-based Pivotal Research Group.
Now we're in a situation where, for the first time at scale, it will be in the interest of health insurers to market directly to consumers.
Weiser isn't a health insurance guy. He spent much of his career forecasting advertising spending. This summer, when the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act, he made a prediction. Health insurers would soon vie for individual customers in a way they never had before, just as Blue Cross of Idaho has already begun to do.
It's a relatively rare example of a situation where a change in government policy leads to the creation of a new advertising category.
Weiser can only think of one comparable case, the pharmaceutical industry. In 1997, the FDA relaxed regulations on consumer advertising. Since then, drug companies' ad spending has skyrocketed. Now think about the way most people get insurance, through their jobs. Because of that, insurers have focused on what's called business-to-business marketing. They've spent their time pursuing contracts with employer groups, not courting individual customers. Now, the Affordable Care Act could give birth to a $2.5 billion direct-to-consumer ad category.
Blue Cross can invest as much money as they want in advertising.
Karen Politz is a senior fellow with the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation.
But they better get a really good return on it because there is this overriding limit on how much of the premium dollar you can spend on non-claims costs.
Politz is explaining why all this talk about insurers pouring money into advertising shouldn't get you too worked up. After all, the healthcare law limits how much insurers can spend on overhead, like advertising, compared to how much they spend on what their customers really care about, healthcare. And from Politz's perspective, perhaps insurers' flurry of preparation is a good sign.
Insurers are getting ready. They're getting ready for 2014. We've had a whole lot of uncertainty for the last 3 years about, is this going to happen? It's going to happen.
When it does, the individual insurance market will start to look a lot more like the group market. And insurers want to be sure it's them, their coverage, and their brand that all of those new buyers think of first. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.